Let's immerse ourselves in the artwork Antara, created by Laki Kantiwa, Betty Pumani, and take a closer look at its visual components. As we delve into this piece, remind yourself to observe without making immediate interpretations. Take a moment to visually scan the artwork, noting the intricate details and overall composition. What do you see? Now, let's start by focusing on the lines present in Antara. You'll find a rich tapestry of both curved and straight lines, each guiding your eye through different parts of the composition. The lines are predominantly fluid and soft, creating an organic feel, which reinforces the connection to nature and the sacred land depicted. Notice how these flowing lines dance across the canvas, leading us from one element of the painting to another, inviting exploration and reflection. Does this evoke feelings of movement for you? Next, let's identify the shapes throughout the artwork. Here, there are both geometric and organic shapes working in tandem. The circular forms found throughout the piece symbolize natural elements, perhaps reminiscent of waterholes or the bodies moving during dance ceremonies. These shapes are not just randomly placed, they interact and overlap, creating a sense of depth and continuity. How does this interplay affect your understanding of the space contained within the artwork? Turning our gaze toward color, we find a captivating palette that features earthy reds, soft whites, and muted greens. The dominant red background creates a warm, grounding effect that captures attention, while the contrasting whites illuminate the circles and shapes that represent different aspects of the landscape. These colors evoke emotions, perhaps feelings of nostalgia or connection to the earth. Think about how color impacts your own emotional responses. Do you find certain colors resonate with you on a deeper level? The texture of Antara also plays a vital role in its overall impact. When you observe the painting, it appears smooth and glossy, contributing to a polished and refined appearance. While this may not offer a tactile experience, it enhances the visual experience, allowing the colors and shapes to pop in a manner that feels almost dreamlike. How does this smooth texture affect how you perceive the artwork? Now, let's consider the use of space within Antara. The artist thoughtfully balances positive and negative spaces, maintaining a dynamic interaction between filled areas and open spaces. The overlapping elements create a sense of depth that invites viewers to dive into the layers of storytelling present in the artwork. As you examine these spaces, are there particular areas that draw your attention or compel you to linger longer? As we analyze the principles of design, we can observe how these elements work together to create balance within the artwork. Antara exhibits asymmetrical balance. The distribution of visual weight feels harmonious without being perfectly mirrored. This careful organization encourages movement and exploration, suggesting that life and stories are not always symmetrical, but still hold meaning and purpose. How does the idea of balance, or its absence, resonate with you in your own life? Moving on to harmony, we can see that there is a sense of unity among the elements. The recurring colors and shapes contribute to a distinctly cohesive composition that reflects the interconnectedness of the Anangu culture and the stories celebrated in the artwork. Think about your own experiences. Do you have places or stories that connect you with a sense of community and harmony? Contrast also plays an important role in Antara. The stark differences between the deep red background and the lighter shapes draw your attention to specific elements within the painting. This contrast not only enhances visual interest, but also emphasizes the significance of the depicted forms and the stories they represent. Are there moments in your life where contrasts have made certain experiences stand out vividly? In terms of emphasis, viewers might find that their eyes are naturally drawn toward the central shapes and lines, many of which symbolize the sacred waterholes and pathways. This focal point reinforces the story being told in Antara, inviting us to engage with its narrative. Why do you think this emphasis is so crucial in the context of storytelling? The arrangement of elements creates a subtle but effective sense of movement throughout. Implicit paths arise from the flowing lines and shapes that guide the viewer's eye through the artwork. Feel how your gaze travels across the painting. Are there moments where you feel led into the depths of the story, almost as if you're part of it? Lastly, let's examine the patterns and repetitions present in Antara. The continual use of circular forms, along with the repetitive lines and colors, generates a rhythmic quality that mimics the natural patterns found in landscapes and human experiences. Reflect on how rhythm in art, much like in music or poetry, can evoke strong emotional responses. Ultimately, the integration of these elements of art and principles of design in Antara collectively conveys a profound narrative that emphasizes the importance of land, culture, and community. The artwork doesn't merely exist as a visual experience, it emerges as a dialogic space where viewers are invited to reflect upon their own relationships with culture and environment. As you absorb its nuances, consider how the combination of these artistic elements shapes your understanding and experience of the artwork. In conclusion, Antara is not just a remarkable piece of visual art, it serves as an entry point into the rich tapestry of Anangu stories, land, and community, woven together through Betty Pumani's intricate craft. The coordination of lines, shapes, colors, textures, and spatial arrangements all collaborate harmoniously to create a compelling narrative that resonates with deep cultural significance. As you reflect on how these elements interact, think about the stories you carry with you, both personal and cultural. This artwork encourages a dual experience, one that is visually stimulating and another that prompts introspection about our own relationships with the lands we inhabit and the narratives we share. How does engaging with a piece like Antara alter your perspective on art and its power to connect us across different histories and experiences? Each time you revisit this work, you may find new details emerge, whispering untold stories and inviting fresh conversations, reminding us of the endless layers embedded in not just this artwork, but in every expression of cultural narrative. Art indeed has a profound capacity to evoke thought, ignite meaningful discussions, and foster connections. Here's to exploring more of those stories together.